This is Nigeria Daily. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Insecurity and terrorism has been on the front burner of security problems in Nigeria. Over time, the government have tried to proffer solutions and the people have hoped for a solution. In light of this, the federal government has named Tukur-Mamu, a Kaduna-based publisher, and 14 others as terrorism financiers in the country. This was disclosed in a document released by the Nigerian Financial Intelligence Unit, NFIU. The terrorism finances uncovered included 9 individuals and 6 bureau de change operators and firms. Although no names were categorically mentioned, is that right? A security analyst shares his thoughts with us.
Dr. Kabir Adamu, the Managing Director of Beacon Security and Intelligence Limited. We are hoping that the procedure that led to the determination of the names followed the provisions of the Terrorism Prevention and Prohibition Act, which requires the various agencies involved in that process to submit the names to the Attorney General of the Federation, who will now require a competent court of jurisdiction to declare that individual or that company as a terrorist organization. Now, we do not know if that process was followed. So we're hoping that at least that was done. In the coming days, we hope to hear more from government to confirm that was done. But beyond that, it is a good development. The tracing of financial transactions and monies associated with terrorism in the country will go a long way towards preventing the funding of terrorism in the country.
All right. Didn't you observe that the list did not particularly mention any name, but just mentioned few organizations, but no name in particular?
Yes. So that's the point I was trying to make, that they were hoping that the government will come clear and be transparent regarding the process. It is not at the moment. It's not transparent.
Okay.
And there more needs to be done to make it transparent. The determination and the requirement as contained in the TPPA Act is very clear. Anything short of that will not help us. It will just lead to more speculations. And unfortunately, that's not what we need at this moment in time.
All right. So what does this mean for the level of insecurity we're experiencing? Would this make any difference?
Yes. Financing of terrorism and the inability of government to block leakages and gaps that allow the financing of terrorism is one of the major reasons why we've not been able to address the terrorism challenge in the country. If our counterterrorism strategy is to be successful, then we have to block the financing of terrorism. And this is if at all this process followed the provisions of the TPPA, then it's a step in the right direction.
Okay, now let's talk about seeing such steps in the right direction several times. This is not the first time the government is releasing such lists. And like it or not, we'll just hear it die out. What are your expectations from this? Do you think they would see it to the end, or is just the regular way of them bringing out such things just to raise people's hope or make it look like they're acting?
So, again, I've been making reference to the Terrorism Prevention and Prohibition Act. It's a very clear act. It specifies what is required. So once the person of interest is designated as a terrorist group or individual, there are other procedures that will follow. All the authorities, the security agencies, have a role to play in implementing the provisions of that act. So seizure of asset, investigations regarding association with the person's account and, in fact, operations. There are so many components as provided in the TPPA. So we're hoping that this is what will happen in this instance. Again, I'm hinging my comments on the fact that it is the procedures and all the steps that are provided in that act has been followed before those names were determined.
Okay, some people have the opinion that this might deter other terrorist finances in Nigeria. Do you think this is going to work, or this will just make them probably still not trust the government a lot more and believe that the government is going to do nothing about it?
So again, all of this depends on what happened after that. If the naming is done just to achieve a political objective, then sadly it would not give us what we want. If, however, the naming is done in fulfillment of the requirements of our Counterterrorism Act, then I am hoping that it would bolster confidence both within Nigeria and outside Nigeria. Let's not forget that there was a time when the U.S. actually suspended visa issuance to Nigeria because of our inability to comply with the provisions of the counterterrorism requirements for cooperation between countries. The ECOWAS provisions, as supervised by GIABA, were also very clear. If I recall well, the most recent evaluation by GIABA listed certain components of what was required, including, for instance, identifying sponsors of terrorism. So all of this is a step in the right direction, actually, and I'm hoping that it would bolster confidence in the government's counterterrorism strategy.
All right, quickly now, finally, before we go, what does this mean to the government's fight against insecurity? Does it mean they've taken it a step forward by identifying sponsors of terrorism?
Again, just identifying is not what we need. Mm-hmm. We need the enforcement. And so they've done the right step. And we must commend the this current administration. Since it came, if you've been following developments, you would know that they have been very methodical, especially the Attorney General of the Federation. He inherited a huge number of suspects who are being tried for terrorism challenges. He has commended the process of trying them, and then now he's moving ahead with this. So he requires commendation, and I'm hoping, just like we've discussed, that this is the beginning, that by designating them, the other requirements regarding the enforcement of the provisions of the Act will follow immediately. So time will tell. At this stage, we do not know if he would do that or not, but if he does, then of course we commend him. If he doesn't, we would call him out.
That was Kabiru Adamu, a security expert, speaking. You are listening to Nigeria Daily. We'll be going on break. Do stay.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust. On Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust. And on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. Welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust. In this episode, we are looking at the terrorist finances list released by the federal government in a bid to augment its fight against terrorism. Now, before we went on break, Kabiru Adamu, a security expert, shared his thoughts on the supposed list and its impact in the government fight against insecurity. Now, what is the legal implication of this? Where does the law stand when it comes to publishing these names online? Is it legally okay to publish names on such issue as fragile as insecurity? A legal practitioner speaks with us.
Okay, my name is Aminu Abdrashid. I am a private legal practitioner based in Kaduna. I think this is a contradictory statement released by NFIU, because if you look at the heading, that Tukur Mamu is the only clear and specific name mentioned in that list, that he is a sponsor of terrorism, and in the main story they said he received $200,000 from the relatives of the victims of train kidnapping abduction, and he handed over to them. So if you look at that, you will deduce that you cannot clearly say he is sponsoring terrorism, but rather maybe he intervened as maybe a Samaritan, good Samaritan, old way is usually that when these kidnappers abducted someone, they demand for ransom, and someone took the responsibility of taking the ransom to get the release of the victims. Mm-hmm. And this is what exactly Tukurumamo did. So for NFIU to come clearly and mention his name as a sponsor of terrorism, I think they have overstepped their bounds, and they have trampled on his fundamental right of presumption of innocence guaranteed under Chapter 4 of our Constitution. So, and if you look at the other names, other people in the list, their names were not mentioned. I think the only person is, they said the person who did attack of our church, and another person that they linked with Al-Qaeda, which they said jumped bail and absconded from prison. Mm. So these are the kind of names they mention, and they are not specific and direct. I think the government or the agency now succumb to the calls the people, general public are making for them, because they have claimed even before now that they have the list and they know the people sponsoring terrorism. Mm. And people dare them and ask them to release, if you know, as an agency or as a government, release the name so okay. that general public will see.
Okay, so is it right for them to publish a name for such a sensitive issue legally? As a legal practitioner, legally, is it right for that to happen?
It's not a right. In fact, it is against the constitutional right of any person whose names appeared from that list. Because you see, sponsoring terrorism is almost equivalent to treason. So I know there was moved by National Assembly to make a law whereby they prohibit and make it a crime for anybody to take ransom to abductors of his relatives, which Nigerian public, I know, objected to. So if maybe they are charging him under that kind of offense, if it is already become law or an act, it's more understandable than saying that he's a sponsor of terrorism and the content of your grounds and reasons are not contradicting your statement.
That was Barrister Aminu Abdulrasheed, a legal practitioner, there speaking. Well, we wait and watch. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Bye for now.